Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So we continue to cover many of these stories. It's often, in fact, so interesting because many of the conversations that we are having is about really speaking truth to power. Well, is that happening? Is that happening in Gaza? Al Jazeera's don't seem to think so. They haven't mentioned that at all. They don't seem to be reporting on this. But from what we understand, there are protests taking place in Gaza. Does this mean that people are finally taking back their power? Ben Dror Yamini is a Yediot Ahronot journalist. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us again. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, we hear what is going on in Gaza Strip, the demonstrations against Hamas, which is quite surprising, considering the fact that the people who have the guns are the people of Hamas. So yes, it is surprising, and I think the meaning is that there are many more people, much more people, who are actually against Hamas and against the rule of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, because they know that all the destruction that has been felt on them is because of Hamas. And it's going on, unfortunately.
The fact is that they are protesting now. And we know that over the years there's been an attempt to do so, but it's been crushed. Any form of protest has been crushed in Gaza. The fact that these are now taking place and in more than one location, what does that mean in terms of Hamas's power and control?
The meaning is that they are really suffering. That's the meaning. So, which means when they have to choose between being ruled and oppressed by Hamas and going out to the street and demonstrate and protest, they prefer the second option because they had enough. They just had enough. I mean, they are suffering anyway. So what? So what? I mean, if they will not demonstrate against Hamas, and even if they will not ask the Hamas to stop this policy that actually torturing them. The meaning is that it will continue. So they are trying to do something in order to stop this suffering. We have to bear in mind something which, sorry to say, but I'm saying it for something like 10 years now. Wherever you have this kind of radical Islam, you have bloodshed and destruction. It's a rule. It's a rule. I mean, look at Somalia, look at Sudan, look at many other places, look at Syria in the many years of war. Look at Lebanon, how the Hezbollah destroyed Lebanon. Wherever you have them, the only outcome is destruction and bloodshed. I mean, the big surprise, how come that so many people in the West are demonstrating in favor of these radical groups, from Hamas to Houthis to Hezbollah to many others. I mean, what is going on with you? I mean, don't you see what they are doing? Don't you see that they oppress their own people? The big question is, how come that most time the people themselves do not demonstrate, do not protest against the real oppressors? Now they do. But I'm not sure it's going to be that big that it will really change the regime in Gaza Strip. I wish it did, but at least we see something.
Yeah, and is it too little, too late? Do you think?
I'm sorry, I don't hear you. So there's a problem with the line.
Is it too little? Ah, okay. Are we? Can you hear us now?
If you can, please repeat the question.
Yeah. So the question is it too little, too late for the Gazans? In other words, has destruction happened to such an extent that there's really very little point right now?
Yes, it's a bit, yeah, it is too late because it should have happened much before. They could maybe, just maybe, save themselves. But according to our, I mean, not my experience, but general experience about this kind of groups, it's not easy. It's not easy when you are oppressed by jihad, Shiites or Sunni. It's not easy to revolt. It's not easy to change, because we can see what is happening in Yemen, for example. We are speaking about 500,000 people that were already killed. We are speaking about millions, according to the UN, that are starving. They don't have food. But what? But they have a regime that is launching missiles to Israel. Wow, what a pipe. So it's the same in Lebanon. I mean, there is a change right now in Lebanon, but the change is because of Israel, not because of any kind of protest from the people of Lebanon. Because Hezbollah became much weaker, we can see now that a new government is trying to limit, to restrain the Hezbollah. But it happened now only because of Israel. But generally speaking, when this it's easy to topple it. It's not.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Apologies for that, the abrupt end to that interview. It is 9 o'clock, time for us to love and to leave. You go and have the best Wednesday possible, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you 6 to 9 tomorrow. Don't be late.